After walking up a narrow staircase to the second floor, architect Sam Bargatze of the firm Loading Dock 5 starts the tour with what he says is its most important element, a small white box in the back bedroom.
It is the ventilation system.
Why the ventilation system? Well, in the average building in New York, air pours in constantly through thousands of nooks and crannies. But in this so-called passive house, every crevice has been filled to make it almost completely airtight. They call it an envelope. You can think of it as the difference between a house wearing a loose-knit wool sweater or a Gore-Tex jacket. This box is like an arm vent.
In the winter, in winter mode, you have stale hot air in a house. You blow it out and you bring in fresh cold air, and you try to transfer some of the heat from the outgoing air into the incoming air that you don't have to heat so much.
This high-tech heat transfer system is from Germany. It's mandatory for the Passive House standard, which was developed there almost 20 years ago. To get the stamp of approval, a building has to prove that it can reduce its energy usage by 90%. To reach that number, airtightness isn't enough. The gray stucco on the facade outside this building conceals a 7-inch layer of foam insulation, less than the building would have needed in Sam's native Austria.
Looking at the climate data, we compare very often places in Austria where we are from, and with our modeling software, we can switch the climate data. And this house, if it would be, let's say, in middle Europe or in Austria, it would need the double amount of insulation to meet passive house standard.
It's not because the weather is warmer in New York. Construction worker Frank D'Agostino can attest to that. He's been working in the apartment all winter. Despite the frigid temperatures outside, he's only wearing a button-down work shirt as he plasters over the last remaining holes in the walls.
No, I got to be honest, too. I've never been in a new construction building like this where, you know, last week it was 9 degrees outside in the morning and didn't go below 50 in here, and there's just temporary heat on. It's not even, there's just space heaters in here. There's no heat. It's a good design.
As the tour continues, architect Sam Bargatze finally reveals why New York is an ideal location for passive building. Going up another flight, we're nearly blinded by the bright sunlight streaming in through the solid glass, 20-foot-high south-facing wall of the upstairs duplex apartment.
We have really sunny winters in the Northeast. We have a lot of sun, and the passive house, one of the functions of a passive house, it heats itself also by the solar gain.
The windows are the main reason that the apartment building cost about 5% more to build than a normal structure. They're super efficient, triple paned, and imported. But the whole system, free heat from the sun, airtight envelope, and thick insulation and windows, will lower heating and cooling costs considerably.
We expect to pay 10%. That means our whole heating bill in all winter should be a few hundred dollars, not per month, but the whole season.
Loading Dock 5 isn't the only firm that thinks that this is a good investment. A few days later, the firm hosts a meetup of the New York Passive House, the local chapter of the National Passive House Alliance, which was founded in November 2010. About 25 architects and developers have come to Williamsburg to tour the building and hear more about this kind of construction.
Quick sort of run through Passive House 101.
Architect Ken Levinson is president of the New York chapter. He says new members are signing up to the New York Passive House Alliance nearly every day.
In terms of the number of architects and different projects happening, there's a lot happening in New York relative to the rest of the country.
The Passive House movement may be ready to take New York, but is New York ready? The Urban Green Council, a group that's worked with the Bloomberg administration on green building legislation, calls the construction a lighthouse for the future, but says that the market isn't quite there yet. They're pushing for Energy Star standard instead, given to buildings that reduce energy usage by 25 to 30%. A small step, but that doesn't seem to faze Sam Bargatze.
People who are into green building are very interested right now in passive house. Let's see if it's just a little fad which goes away. In Europe, it's stuck around.
That may happen here. Bargatze says since they built the house in Williamsburg, his phone has not stopped ringing. For WNYC, I'm Kateri Yoakum.